We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Harry Styles broke up with Olivia Wilde. And
wild.
the world cheered. No offense to their breakup. We were like, Harry's single finally after 2 years. We've been dreaming of this moment. And there were some rumors that he had been hanging out with Kendall Jenner because they've hooked up off and on over the years. But now he was spotted out with his high school ex-girlfriend.
Aww. Oh,
he's going way back to the day, huh?
Wait, is this maybe the one that got away?
Maybe.
Who is this? Now I got to know more.
It's always what happens. You break up with somebody and you start going back in time. Like, oh, I was so comfortable with that one. Look, I don't think there's much going on with these two. And let me tell you why. When the news reports it, but they have to tell you what the two were wearing. Like, Harry was wearing a North Face jacket. I'm like, if you have to report on what Harry Styles was wearing on his coffee date with his ex-girlfriend, nothing's happening.
They weren't doing much.
There's not much to write about, obviously.
They weren't even holding hands.
She was wearing a crossbody bag. Okay, well, then nothing was happening. And you're just...
She was holding a scone.
They were hanging out in Scotland. And so, look, I don't know. Maybe he's going to get back together with his high school ex-girlfriend. When I see pictures of the two, they were babies. I mean, this was... He dated her in, like, 2010, 2012, and... Whatever.
They had no idea what they were doing then. They probably don't know what they're doing now. But what I do see is that top man bun Harry got going.
Yeah, he's looking good. Man. He's looking good. Oh, and by the way, his ex-girlfriend from high school says she has a boyfriend. So.
Oh, so they're definitely just grabbing coffee. Not we hope. Getting coffee.
We hope.
You know?
That better be all they're doing.
For his sake.
Just saying, yeah. Please be careful out there. It's like an ice skating rink. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, my drive to work was a hot mess.
Listen.
Hot
the
mess.
The roads looked clear, but at the same time wet, uh-uh. Which could mean black ice, which meant I went slow and steady. And I won the race because I made it to work.
Yep.
You win the race. Be careful. Be safe out there, y'all.
Every time I would turn onto a new street, I'd be like, please be good. Nope. Another ice skating rink. And then I'd turn onto another street. Please let this one be clear.
Nope.
Another ice skating rink. So just be careful out there. It's a hot mess. But coming up next, I got a text from you yesterday, DZ.
Yeah.
Something exciting happened in your life yesterday.
Sammy had his first time.
Oh, I can't wait for you to tell all the listeners about it.
First of many and not what you're thinking, you dirties.
All right, coming up next, we'll find out what DZ's son Sammy did for the first time yesterday. We've all done it. We've definitely all done it. Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Be careful out there. It's kind of icy. It's very icy. I hope it gets better throughout the morning, DZ, but...
It's ice, baby, uh-huh. Right now. Be
careful.
It's going
to take you some extra time for sure. Well, good morning, DZ. I'm excited for you to talk about what happened yesterday. You have very big news to share with the class, don't you?
Good morning. I do have very big news to share with the class because my very own young samurai, Samuel, mm-hmm. My wife and I, Aaron's son, for the first time yesterday went sledding. Yo.
Baby Sammy went sledding. He's 18 months now.
Baby's first time on the slope, so we didn't have a snowsuit.
It sounds so funny.
Went to Oshkosh, Bagosh, Carter's, whatever, and picked up the very last snowsuit possible. They didn't even have any in stock. I walked in, the lady was like, we don't have any but this 24-month size because somebody just returned it. And I'm like, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Fine. Grabbed it. It worked out perfect because now hopefully it'll fit him next year.
Yep.
But we had him out there, full regalia, snowsuit, boots, hat, gloves, loving the hills.
He liked it.
Cheeks all red and rosy. Oh,
sledding is the bomb, dude. I mean, seriously, that picture you sent me of him in his little snowsuit, I could die.
It was adorable. It was adorable. I get the cuteness overload. I'm gonna have to post it. I will.
You should, dude.
I got to.
You should put that up, dude. Facebook will go crazy over that, man. They love the babies on Facebook. Let me tell you what.
And you know what? We saw some kids that were out there with like buckle sleds getting pulled around by their parents.
What's a buckle sled?
It's basically a baby seat with a sled attached. so that you can pull the kid around.
Right.
I realized we might be reckless parents because we were just letting him go down on the sled by himself. I mean, we were running alongside, obviously. Wait, wait, wait.
Did you you're telling me you just put baby Sammy in the sled and just pushed?
Parent up top, parent down bottom. Oh. We had aunt and uncle out there, too. They were around. We had nieces out there. We're good. Oh. Nobody was in a worry about getting injured. It's not like we were sending him down the actual slope.
Right.
We picked a little mini hill and let him do his thing. He wasn't trying to go home.
Was the sledding hill busy?
The sledding hill was. I was surprised. It was like a nice 35, 40 degrees. It was a beautiful winter's day. I thought it was going to be packed.
Yeah.
It was nice. We went over to Humboldt Park out in Bayview.
Yeah.
Where Chill on the Hill is. You heard me talk about Chill on the Hill.
Which means there's a hill.
Right.
Which means it's perfect for sledding.
It's the same hill that you chill on, you sled on in the winter. Exactly.
It's a key part of it that you got to find a good hill to sled on. Yeah.
The hill in Bayview is perfect. I don't even want to talk about it because it might be the honey hole that people don't know.
Yeah.
So we just going to keep it hush.
Too late. They all know about it.
They heard it. Everybody will be there today.
They love it. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Tony from Racine.
Oh, Tony and Racine. Good morning. So, Tony.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear the news? Baby Sammy, DZ's son, they took him sledding for the first time yesterday. Big fan of sledding, Tony. How do you feel about sledding?
I love sledding.
I
am reckless.
He's just like you, DZ.
He is, because I didn't even share the news that we took a little, it was a plastic snowboard. Not my wife's snowboard. That's still untouched, unused, brand new in the basement.
Yeah.
That still hasn't been even thought about. But we had a little plastic one that we bought from TJ Maxx last year, something like that. It was like $12.
A plastic snowboard?
Yep, with a little handle. It was more like a snow scooter.
Like a scooter, yeah. Those are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, when I say I busted my butt more than once, my shoulder's a little tender. I'm not going to lie. My shoulder's a little tender. My sciatica's a little tight.
There's got to be good sledding stories that people have from, like, you know, their parents pushing them down the hill and then rolling all the way down like you did with baby Sammy and all that good stuff.
I tried to go down the sled with the son on the snowboard. My wife X'd that real quick. She said, no, you're not standing up with our son going down the sledding on the hill. No.
I could see. That's too much. As a mom, I'd freak out too, dude.
She might be smarter than me, a.k.a. she is.
Obviously, Aaron's smarter than you. Tell me something I don't know. 414-533-1037. We'll talk about your sledding stories next. Kiss FM. It was a big day. Oh, I forgot. Baby Sammy, I had him pulled up on my phone. He's staring at me right now.
I thought he was your background. I thought you made Baby Sammy your background.
I'll make it. I'll be like,
I would have respected it.
Tell Aaron I'm going to make your kid my background and be like, yeah, it's my kid. Like, is my kid cute or what? No. I pulled up the picture you sent me from when you guys were sledding yesterday. Oh, is he the cutest?
I mean, that little button nose and them rosy cheeks, man. Well, the kid don't get no cuter. My baby's cuter than your baby, and I'll fight that any day.
Dude, Sammy is cute. He's wearing this giant snowsuit. He looks like, you know, the mini version of the Christmas Story kid. He's
like waddling around. He couldn't stand up for himself at
all.
It was perfect. It was too good.
But you took him sledding for the first time yesterday, which is a big deal. And we have some people on the phone that want to talk. So Erin in Waterford said she has got a great sledding story. Good morning, Erin.
You want to sled right now?
Yeah, Erin, you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
It sounds like you're in a tunnel. Woo! I'm
currently driving to work.
Be careful out there. What's your story, Erin?
So I just want to preface this easy with a, whenever you go sledding, you make sure there are no poles.
Hold on, Erin. It's hard to understand you.
I think she said no poles.
I don't want to tell her to come off Bluetooth with it being so icy right now. But I'm like, you sound so...
Let me see if I can put it on speaker quick.
You make it a little bit better.
There we go.
Thank the Lord.
My phone likes to auto like connect to my car, and I know sometimes I cannot.
It doesn't sound good because you can hear the road under the. Girl, we know.
Okay, Erin, tell us
like
your story.
Don't go to a pole.
I want to preface this easy by whenever you go sledding, make sure there are no poles at the bottom of the hill.
It's like a tree.
Did you smack a pole when you were young, or was this recently?
Tree, telephone pole, just any sort of pole. When I was younger, went to have cousins down in Illinois. They had a nice park for sledding. We'd always go there. I was probably like 5 or 6 at the time, and typically the older cousin would go in the front of the sled. The younger one would go on the back.
Huh.
I decided at this time that I wanted to be in the front with my older cousin in the back. On this one, all the aunts and uncles are down at the bottom of the hill just waiting. we're warned about this pole that's kind of off to the left. Start going down, and we start aiming for the pole.
Not on purpose.
Right, obviously.
Not on purpose. Or no, on purpose. No.
Okay, so what happened? Did you hit the damn pole? What happened, Aaron?
Yes.
The suspense is killing me. The suspense.
My cousin bailed.
No!
Stop it. Your cousin bailed and left you on the sled? Stop.
Yes. So, luckily, I was there, but I did black out briefly.
No,
I bet.
Oh, yo.
And I had a, I think, a slight concussion.
Of course.
You think? You blacked out on a sled after you hit a pole. Are you kidding? Yes. You had a concussion.
I would have been throwing hands at my cousin.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, dude.
Nope. Oh, well, thankfully you're okay. That sounds like a wild story. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie. We didn't even think about that. There was a whole pole and a whole tree right in the direction we were sledding. We just didn't think we were gonna go fast enough.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you just changed my outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm sure your wife would probably appreciate that in the future, too.
Mm-hmm. You're not
wrong. People have died skiing, hitting, like, trees. What do you think happened to Cher's Sonny Bono? What do you think happened to Natasha, snap. Liam Neeson's, you know what I'm talking about? I could go down a list of people that have died hitting poles or trees, sledding. I don't want to bring it down. Sorry, Aaron. Thanks for calling. Oh, my God. Why did I go so dark there?
Keep driving safe, Aaron, okay?
Keep driving safe.
Watch out for them poles and them trees and all that.
Every celebrity that died on a slope. What is wrong with me, dude? Good morning. We have our regular Charlie on the phone. Charlie, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Charlie, our farm guy. Doja Cat. Love it. Charlie, what's your sledding story from when you were a kid?
We always used to have to slide down our barn roof to keep the snow from a caving in. The snow. So my dad had always slide down our barn roof. It was a one-story. It was a one-story roof, so it wasn't big, but it was a lot of fun. We always had fun doing it.
I mean, it sounds dangerous as hell. So you sliding off a roof, Teezy. Come on,
y'all are human body snow removals. What?
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't dangerous. It wasn't that top. It wasn't that far up. I mean,
Charlie, it was a roof.
I didn't hit the ground too hard.
It was a roof.
No, I went down once where the fan was, and I landed on the ground. It was fine. Mm. It wasn't that bad at all.
Charlie, how many concussions have you had? Be honest.
None.
That he knows of or that he remembers.
100%, yeah. It's, you know what? Say no more. It all makes sense. Why are you, Charlie? Because you hit your head 50 times. Charlie, we love you.
I'm driving down to Illinois today, so.
Oh, be careful.
Drive safe, man.
Like Illinois. I'll be down to Belvedere, Illinois.
Awesome. Have a great day, Charlie.
Yep. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Sarah, one of our regulars, she called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. It's in Kenosha. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Girl.
Ooh. Hey.
Hey. So, Sarah, you got a sledding story for us? Because DZ took his 18-month-old Sammy sledding for the first time yesterday. It was a big, big day.
It was a big deal.
Well, first, Sammy is adorable.
Oh, I know, isn't he? I say it like he's my child. Aaron's going to kill me.
Kids sledding in general, like in their snowsuits, like all bundled up, it's just like so cute.
Yeah.
So, but my grandma lived kind of on a, like, a not popular road. Like, you really only went down there if you lived down there. Yeah. There was nothing down this street.
Basically a private
growing
drive.
Growing up, we spent a lot of time at her house. So she had really good hills in her front yard.
Nice.
So if you got going fast enough and you had a good enough path and it was cold enough to kind of turn to a little bit of ice, you got down the one side and up onto the street on the other side.
No.
Yes. So we always had one cousin on the street to look and make sure there weren't any cars coming so you could try to run.
Jump the gap.
To jump on the sled to go down the hill and up the other side.
Yeah, y'all were reckless.
Dude, that sounds fun
we
as
sure
hell,
were.
Though. Fun.
Because we would also jump on the sled like they were snowboards and try to, like, stand going down to go up the other side, which
I
ended in injury a lot of times.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
But it was a great time.
It.
One of my best memories growing up.
Sarah, thank you for calling in and sharing
that's perfect.
That.
Now you got
so
me
much.
Wanting to find a road and jump the gap.
Yep, exactly.
It was a lot of fun.
I believe it, girl. I'm going to try it today. Calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
I love our text right now because somebody, I was trying not to laugh because people are laughing at people getting hurt, but somebody wrote in and said, 10 years ago, I was with my aunt at a big sledding hill with jumps you could go off of, and she wanted me to give her a push, so I gave her a big one, and she went off a jump weird, ended up flipping over and broke her wrist. I've never laughed so hard in my life. People are savages. Let me tell you something. Savages.
I'm sorry for that.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry for that. Everyone is so loud today. Good morning, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey, sorry, I'm pushing snow. Oh,
shoveling.
Girl, this is relatable. You're working hard this morning, aren't you?
I know. I've seen you out working hard. That was fantastic.
Did you see my Facebook? I did put it on Instagram,
too. I did.
Too. Yep.
I did.
I couldn't decide. I'm glad you brought this up, Sandra. I couldn't decide yesterday if I wanted to snow blow or... Oh, my God. It's so loud where she's at.
It's windy.
Okay, I'll put it down. I'll stop pushing the shovel.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. I couldn't
Take
decide
a break, girl.
If I wanted to snow blow or shovel, but I was able to shovel yesterday. I was fine shoveling. It was a lot, but
yeah,
I shoveled.
Yeah, you know, and today, to be honest with you, I really don't even need to be shoveling this. I could just throw salt down and it'd be good. But it's a little kid's daycare, so I'm going to shovel all the stuff to the side for the kids to play in it.
But no, that's nice.
Any adults, screw them. If you go to adult workplace,
right? Yeah,
them,
no,
right?
No. Definitely not. It's just assault.
Kids are our future. The adults are ruined.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they're erased good.
Do you do that at a lot of businesses, Sandra? You have to put the salt down and all that stuff? Yeah.
Yep.
That's what you
Majority
do.
Of the season, I have not shoveled but twice.
Same.
Right.
I have only shoveled twice this year, which is crazy at the end of January.
Listen, y'all are saying shoveling too much. It's starting to sound like Beetlejuice. Be careful out there.
Mm-hmm. Be
careful.
For sure.
Hey. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, DZ. They are making my girls go against each other, and I don't appreciate it.
Lady Gaga and Rihanna are jousting.
No, they're not jousting. Do you have another idea of why they're going head-to-head?
Underwater scuba fighting.
No, I'm surprised you haven't said jello wrestling or something men would think of.
I'm married, okay?
Oh, okay, you never look at other women.
No, maybe it is jello wrestling. I would have said mud wrestling or pudding wrestling before jello. That's just me, though.
Good answer, though, when you said you're married. Very good answer. No, so they're going up against each other for best song at the Oscars.
Because that makes more
sense. Both of them had big songs this year between Top Gun with Lady Gaga, where we had Hold My Hand. That was her big song. Did you see Top Gun at all?
I did not see Top Gun
either,
at all.
I didn't either, and I feel like such
one.
A loser because I never saw it, dude.
Yeah, I'm okay with it in my life. Or not in my life, technically.
Yeah, this was the Lady Gaga.
But if you decide to,
you have to kind of... It grew on me, I'll admit that.
I won't let go till the end.
This is Top Gun.
I could hear the jets right here.
So
yes!
I hear it.
Do you know there are people listening, kids who didn't know Top Gun was like there was another movie before that. They thought it was the first
original.
I swear to God. When that movie came out and people were like, my kid thought that was the first Top Gun. They didn't know there was a previous one. I'm like, shut your mouth.
You're not raising them right.
You didn't know there was an original Top Gun 500 years ago. How dare you not to tell your kids that. And the other one from Rihanna was Lift Me Up.
So that's they're both
Wakanda.
Nominated
they're
for
both
Song
nominated
of the Year.
For Song of the Year, and Rihanna as well, we played here on Kiss FM. Let me try to pull this one up for you. Oh, my girl.
Hold me down.
They're both slow.
I teared up for this one. I ain't gonna
lie.
You? I did. It got me.
She's gonna do this at the Super Bowl, surely.
Oh, I can all the lights.
She's gonna do it. She's
Everybody
gonna at least do
flash.
Some of it. She's gonna at least do some of it. So Rihanna's song "Lift Me Up," which was in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, and Lady Gaga from Top Gun: Maverick.
Got you.
Hold My Hand. Those two songs are going up against each other for best song. I'm not even mentioning the others because you were not.
Because they don't matter.
You're
it's
not,
only two.
You're not even gonna know what they are. So I'm not even gonna waste your time. But Rihanna and Lady Gaga going head to head at the Oscars. We'll see who wins. Uh-huh. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Did you post the pic?
Wepa, yes, I did. I posted it.
Okay, good.
Posted a picture of me and baby Sammy sledding for the first time yesterday. It is up.
Dude, your baby, you are screwed. He's a heartbreaker, dude.
He's cute. You check him out.
You're in trouble. I'm going to go look at it. I'm going to go like it. And then I'm going to make fun of your outfit. And I'm not going to say why. You have to go to Facebook. Is it on Facebook or Insta or both?
Insta. It's on Instagram. But I'll share it. I'll translate it. At Soy Me DZ, S-O-Y-M-E-D-Z. You can check out my cute kid.
You have to go see this picture of DZ and his kids sledding. And then you have to make fun of him for the outfit he's wearing.
Somebody already showed me some love.
That's all I'm going to say about that. In fact, I'll even share it on the Kiss Instagram in 1 second. Give me a second.
Okay. Are you trying to get me blown up today?
I'm going to blow you up for the outfit you're wearing. And everyone in Wisconsin will too. But you
Allie
have to
said,
go
light him up.
Light him up. Fire him up, everybody. Here we go. Okay, so DZ, coming up next for Am I the Jerk? This is a good one. It's relatable. Somebody got something on Facebook Marketplace for free. They found some money in it. Did they return the money?
We don't know.
Ooh, wait till you hear this story.
This might be my favorite one so far.
Yes, Am I the Jerk is next. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Here we go, DZ. This one comes from a very... a good friend of ours, screw it, I don't care, Nathan. Nathan.
Shout out to the homie Nathan.
This happened to somebody we know, and he got a free couch off of Facebook Marketplace.
We've all done it. I love the marketplace.
Who doesn't, right? Free couch, free.
Free anything.
Free anything. So once Nathan got home, he decided to give the couch a cleaning.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. Somebody else's buns was just on it.
Right.
Now it's time to clean it before your buns is on it.
Correct. And as he was cleaning it, what did he find in the cushions?
A little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
A dollar or two.
$1,000.
$1,000 inside of a free couch he got off Marketplace. Boy, that's a come up.
I mean, that's a good day.
Getting steak and lobster tonight.
So, did Nathan call the owners who he got the free couch from and say, oh, I found $1,000 in your couch? Hell no, he didn't.
Nope, kept the money, huh?
Is Nathan the jerk, everybody? True story. We know this person. 414-533-1037. A friend of ours got a couch off Facebook Marketplace, found $1,000 in it.
Free couch, found $1,000
in it. Kept the money.
Wants to know, are they the jerk for keeping the money and not contacting the owner?
What do you think?
Personally?
Honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think he's
are
a jerk?
Are you kidding me?
Finders keepers.
The most I've found in a free couch has been a Lego, a quarter, and a color pencil. I'm dreaming of the day I find even a dollar in a couch. I'm going, ooh, celebrate. Any dollar that I didn't have to earn is a dollar well made, baby.
I feel like I would call and tell them, am I stupid for that? Maybe I'm a dummy.
I don't want to call you stupid. I don't want to say that, but it's not an intelligent choice to go ahead. If you misplace $1,000, you might just deserve it or you don't even need it. Who misplaces
$1,000? That's crazy. I agree. That is crazy.
Look me in my eyeballs and tell me that you're going to forget about $1,000 that you put on your couch. Okay,
never.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
And maybe that's why it was a free couch, right?
Ooh, 414. Oh, blood money.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, they don't need the damn money. I mean, they're rich. In my mind, I've justified it now where they're rich. They don't need the money. 414-533-1037. Is Nathan the jerk after getting a free couch off Facebook Marketplace, finding $1,000 and keeping the money?
Some might say it's bad karma to keep it.
Obviously. But you're still going to keep it.
See, now I'm doubting it. I don't want those jujus. I don't want those jujus.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, our friend Nathan found $1,000 in a couch that he got for free off of Facebook Marketplace, and he kept the money.
This is what dreams are made of.
He sure did. It's the question today on Am I the Jerk? Is Nathan a jerk for finding a free couch or actually getting a free couch, picking it up, and then keeping the $1,000 that he found inside of it?
Technically, he got paid to take a couch.
You could justify it
spin
that
it
way
that
in your
way.
Mind.
I don't know.
Whatever you think. Listen, on the phone, Pasea is in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Pasea.
Buenos dias, Pasea.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, good. So what's the situation in your mind? Is he the jerk for keeping the money he found in a free couch he found on Facebook Marketplace?
In my mind, he hit the jackpot.
Hey, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Not a jerk, she says. Okay, okay.
He is not a jerk.
I mean,
he hit the jackpot. He got that fair and square. Because who forgets about $1,000 that they put in their couch?
Thank you.
Well, I've been known to forget a few things, but I don't think I would lose $1,000.
Not $1,000.
I don't
know. Not
$1,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Who puts $1,000 in their coach anyway?
Yeah. All right. So Pasilla says not a jerk.
That's
Thank
one
you
for
calling
jerk.
In, girl. Have a good day.
Yeah, no problem. You guys too.
Bye.
Next up, she is a regular. She was messaging me on Instagram saying, I can't ever get in, so I'm glad she got in. Good morning, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Amelia, what do you think? Is our friend Nathan a jerk for keeping the $1,000 he found in the couch he got off of Facebook Marketplace for free? Because I think your conscience would kick in at some point, no?
I think he's a jerk. Ooh, and I'm a very strong believer of karma, I guess you can say. Mm-hmm. You don't know the situation of the person with the couches. But then again, it's like they give it for free. Mm-hmm. And again, too, they should have checked those couches.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, look at Amelia's talking herself out of her own answer.
She's like, well, actually, hold on. Now we're discussing.
If I would have found $1,000, I probably would have called them and let them know, hey, just to let you guys know, I did find something. Maybe they forgot. I don't know.
Amelia, I would too. And I feel like everyone's saying we're suckers for that. They're saying we're total suckers for doing that, though. That's what's so funny about it.
I can tell you this. My significant other, my wife would probably be like, don't. I'm like, we have to. We got to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. That's why you guys are good for each other. Yes. Y'all are like the yin and yang.
They balance each other out.
Amelia. Uh-huh. So are you saying you'd like contact them and be like, hey, I found something in the couch. Are y'all missing anything? But not say what you found?
Oh.
That's kind of smart.
I can't do that.
No? See, because I'd say, hey, listen, I know we just got this couch off Marketplace. I found $500 in it. I don't know what else to tell you.
That's the twist. You lie and
just give them
half.
Oh, keep 500. Get 500 back. 50-50. Everybody wins. Yay. Wampa.
Then you look like a good person because you gave them money. And you're like, look, I found $500.
It's all about perception, baby.
And then you leave with the other $500.
Emilia, good idea.
How do you say good idea in Spanish?
Buena idea.
Yep.
Idea. Yeah.
I was out late last night, clearly. Can you tell? Okay, I'm a hot mess.
Thank you, Amelia.
Amelia, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Last but not least, because now we got a jerk and not a jerk. He is a regular. He called 5 days in a row. Good morning, Java Dave.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Java Town.
Take a sip of my coffee for Java Dave.
Yes. The only thing better than finding free money in a free couch.
Yep.
It's a cup of coffee.
Fair, my friend.
Close second.
Fair, my friend. So, Java Dave, is Nathan a jerk because he got this couch for free on Facebook Marketplace, found $1,000 in it. He's keeping the money.
100% not a jerk. 100%. If somebody has $1,000 in a couch and they forgot about it, whether they put it there purposely or lost it there, clearly it's not that important to them.
They didn't need that.
That's what DZ said. That's exactly what DZ said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I had $1,000 laying around, whether, again, if I lost it in the couch and I couldn't find it, I'm going to look very hard for it. I'm going to look at every crevice of my house if I lost $1,000. So if somebody lost it and they put it in there.
Somebody texted in and said, what if it's a test? I don't know these people. Don't test me.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was just thinking the same thing, though. Or what if it's a gift? They're looking to bless somebody. So they hide $1,000 in the couch and hope that they find it.
Because you see all these like TikTok videos where people give out this money. Like, oh, well, you give me $1,000, I'm going to give you $5,000.
If we're going to go down that route, let me get even crazier and say, what if it was a test, meaning they were going to give you a gift, but if you called, they were going to double it or something crazy.
That's what I was just saying.
We could go down this rabbit hole forever.
Let's not go down this rabbit hole.
Java Dave, thanks for calling.
Ain't enough coffee.
No problem.
Appreciate you, Java.
There is definitely not enough coffee. So basically, two not a jerks, one jerk.
So he's not a jerk. Keep the money, big dog.
Nathan, you are not a jerk for keeping the money. We better call our friend and tell him he's going to be just fine.
Let me hold $100, Nathan.
DZ, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but screw it. I'm going to talk about it. I went on a date last night. I have one story to tell you that happened with this guy when I was out with him last night.
You already got a story about a date?
I'll tell you next. Kiss FM. There's nothing funnier, DZ, than me and my 9-year-old son singing, "It's an old dude who lives in Ohio." You should hear Hudson singing that song with
me. I need a video of that.
I'll get you one, actually. I will get you a video because Hudson and I sing that song together. Victoria's Secret, Jax, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Before I tell you what happened on my date last night, because I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it, but something really funny happened, so I have to tell you this on the air. I just want to get to this caller real quick. Stephanie in Greenfield, shout out to you, girlfriend, because you are officially on day 3 working towards a theme song. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you get your theme song Monday, right?
If she keeps calling, if she gets in.
Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Stephanie.
You got this, Stephanie. You got this.
I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Stephanie, we're rooting for you. 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song, day 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow, girl, all right?
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye. So, DZ, I went on a second date last night. And I
have. You gotta tell me, drop the tea, spill it.
I didn't want to, because I call this is the red flag guy. I didn't want to tell you about this one.
Wait, so did a red flag happen?
There was no bad red flags last night.
So a green flag happened.
It was fine. Okay. It's light. I'm keeping it light with this one.
It's very light.
I'm not looking to, you know, marry this guy.
We ain't doing too much. We just enjoying enough.
But he's, I like him for sure. So we were out last night, and I wanted to tell you this story because I feel like this is super relatable. We're sitting at the bar. And we're talking, and he goes, and we haven't, like, touched much, and like, physically. I'm a pretty affectionate person, okay? It's only our second date. So he says, "Hey, give me your hand." And I go, "What?" And I'm like, he's being flirty.
He wanted to hold it.
No, he didn't want to hold it. He's like, "Give me your hand." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So he takes my hand, mm-hmm. and he sticks it on the inside. This is going to sound so dirty, but it's not. Trust me, people. He puts it on the inside of his inner thigh. And I'm like, what is going on right now?
Okay, hold on.
Hear me out. And I'm like, okay. And it's kind of closer to his knee. And I'm like, what are you
doing?
Stop it. And I go, "What are we doing?" And he goes, "Do you feel that?" This sounds so bad on the air, doesn't it? This whole story.
So what was close to his knee? Hold on, now you feel that.
And I'm touching like his jeans, his pant leg, and it sure as hell he has this like soft like lump. This sounds so bad.
Pause.
Hear me out on this. This is not a dirty story, everybody, listening. But it sounds awful as I'm telling it.
Everybody's listening.
As I realize this out loud, he says, "You feel that?" And it's like this giant soft lump right by his knee. And I go, "What is that?" And he goes, "You ever put on like a pair of pants and you don't realize there's like laundry stuck
fresh out the dryer
stuck inside of your pants?"
Man's had a sweater in his pant leg.
He goes, "I don't know if it's underwear. I don't know if it's a sock." He goes, "I don't know what this is, but there's something stuck. And there's a full-on lump, dude, in his pant leg." And I was like, "Well, maybe we should take your pants off and find that." Of course, I'm the dirty one in the mix. But no, it ended up, I think, being a sock, he told me later. But has that ever happened to you?
I can't believe my mind was so dirty that I hadn't realized what it was before, because this happens to me all the time.
What is the deal? But I said to him, "How did you drive all the way here, sit on a date with me for a good hour before you even realized there was a sock in your pants?"
Because he's used to having stuff by his knee. Apparently, he ain't thinking twice of it.
Let's not get crazy. No. But I was like, damn, I got to tell that story on the air.
That's wild. So, no, I've had this happen all the time. It's because the static.
The static
will mm-hmm. sit there and make a sock stick to the inside of your pants, right? Mm-hmm. And then you put your pants on.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll
you
off.
You don't feel it.
Until you start moving and mm-hmm. grooving, walking. All of a sudden, you're like, what is this in my... Yeah. What's this by my thigh? Oh, my God.
And if it was a setup, it was genius by him. I'll give him that, because I don't think it was a setup. But you want to be flirty on a date, get a sock stuck in your pants and go, "Hey, come here, feel my leg." Some dummy like me will be like, "Okay, what is it?
We should find out."
Let's find out. Take your pants off. It's Kiss FM.
No.
Yes, now.
Ooh,
103.7 Kiss FM. Hold on for a second. Before we get back to my date, Lizzo, you want to go see Lizzo at the Pfizer Forum?
Yeah, I want to go now.
Well, then you got to listen on the Odyssey app this week, next week. Every hour that you listen on our app to Kiss FM, you get entered another entry for tickets to go see Lizzo. So just throwing it out there, if you're listening, get on the Odyssey app. Listen, you're going into work, pull up the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen, another entry to win Lizzo tickets, okay?
The concert's in May, so you got time to rack up them ends, okay?
Yes, get
all of the qualifications you can.
So, DZ, I was telling you on my date last night, second date with Red Flag Guy. I was telling you he had something. He showed up to the date and realized he had a whole sock stuck inside of his pants.
He brought extra socks.
He brought extra socks.
Because it was snowing.
Well, I got to tell you, Bella and Kenosha wrote in and said, Allie, maybe he was stuffing his drawers.
He was trying to play it off.
And it fell out.
Stop it, Bella. Stop it.
Bella's killing me. But Linda in Racine said this happened to her. Good morning, Linda. What happened to you, girl?
Okay, good morning. That just brought up a whole new topic. Okay, when you're a little girl and other girls develop before you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you stuff your bra.
I never did that, but okay. You stuff your bra.
And
go
then
on.
All of a sudden, stuff comes falling out.
Oh, no.
Holy hell. But anyways, older. Okay? I don't know what's with this damn dryer, but oh, my God.
All that static.
There'll be all kinds of things.
It gets stuck. Yeah, it gets stuck for sure.
But the worst thing was when it falls out.
Yes.
Like when you're in public.
Mm-hmm.
No, where were you?
The store.
Just walking through the aisle?
Linda.
Yep, ma'am. That just fell out of your pants. Oh, what the hell?
Linda's
I mean,
in the store.
I know.
Just hanging out.
Got the laciness out in the aisle. Aisle four.
Aisle four, we need some help over here. Oh, Linda's got her stuffing falling out from her bra.
Not the stuffing.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So Harry Styles, he was spotted out with an ex. And, well, nobody wants Harry Styles to get wifeyed up again. He broke up with Olivia Wilde recently, DZ.
And is now spotted with an old fling?
An old fling, dude.
The one that got away thing?
And here's what, he had been spotted with Kendall Jenner around Thanksgiving, okay? Now, it wasn't Kendall Jenner this time, because those two have hooked up off and on for quite a long time, okay?
But, I mean, obviously it's not going to be Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I guess maybe not so obviously to me.
Yes, it's not going to be Kendall Jenner. Oh, I didn't know what was going on. You were like, points, my bad. I should be going way too open on the air. DZ's pointing to my computer, and I'm like, what? I'm just trying to tell that. If you wonder why the dirt sounds so jerky right now, it's because I was like confused.
It's the dirt, not the jerk. We did that.
My computer's playing audio really loud, and I had no idea because my headphones are on. Anyway, Harry Styles spotted out with his ex-girlfriend from high school. High school.
The
no.
one that got away.
No, Harry.
Except what, though?
Call me. I won't go away. I'll stay forever, Harry. Call me. No, Harry, he was out with her, but here's the funny thing. His girlfriend from high school has a boyfriend. So she was like, no. Harry and I were just catching up, getting coffee, taking a stroll, but I have a boyfriend.
Is her boyfriend famous?
No.
So her boyfriend should be worried, a.k.a. might be worried?
Wouldn't you be so freaking out if your girlfriend had previously dated Harry Styles in high school and now was out getting coffee with him? I'd be having a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm not thinking y'all rekindling nothing. Y'all just going out for coffee. Okay, I watched Luke Cage. I know what getting coffee means.
What does getting coffee mean?
Getting coffee.
Getting coffee's code for...
Getting coffee, right?
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning. Live in full effect in the snow. We made it safely.
We did. We're almost done with week four of the new KISS Morning Show, DZ.
I can't believe it.
We're on fire right now. We made it a whole 4 weeks. Look at us.
We're on fire.
Look at us.
Well, listen to us, technically. You can't see us all that much, but you get it.
Yes. Coming up next, I want to talk to you about something, DZ. I was today years old when I learned that people do this.
Uh-huh.
It's something most of us have been to. I just didn't realize this was the etiquette. I don't know how I've been around this long and not known. I'll tell you what it is next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, I was today years old when I learned this.
What is it?
I had no idea that when you go to a funeral, and I don't mean to be depressing, on a Thursday. Today's Thursday, right?
It is.
What the hell day is it? I don't even know.
It is Thursday.
I gotta lose track of days. Basically, let me just back up a little. One of my best friends, her father passed away, which was awful, right?
Condolences.
Yes, yeah. Not good. This happened around the holidays. Even worse. Yeah, even right, worse, right? And so at the time, obviously, I went to the funeral, which was in the area. And when I talked to her afterwards, we were on the phone, she said to me, she's like, hey, she's like, did you know that people at funerals give money? And I was like, give money? I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, we were given all these checks by people who came to the funeral.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, why is that a thing? And she goes, apparently. And I go, how did I live my whole life and not know that people give money at funerals?
Oh, like, so you
how?
Didn't know at
I've
all.
I've never seen that in my life. I'm like,
wait, what?
Never in my life. I've never seen somebody give money at a funeral. And she's like, apparently it's a thing. And we got probably $1,000 all together from random people. She goes, people were coming up and giving me envelopes.
Yep.
And giving my sisters envelopes.
Yeah.
And giving our family checks. And
it's a donation.
She,
yeah,
like me, had no idea that people give money at funerals. And she said, maybe we're just older now. So it's like, now it's our parents. So people are giving it to us because we would be handling the funeral.
Oh.
So like, we had never seen anything like that.
She never experienced it. Might
I
have been
either.
Happening in front of them, not even noticed it.
Never knew.
So
yes.
You're on the same page. You had no idea.
None.
Obviously, you've been to a funeral before, like most of us have.
Of course. I've been to a lot of funerals. Not a lot, but I mean, I've had...
Enough.
All of my grandparents have passed away,
right.
So
okay.
I've been to all of their funerals. And I've had other... I had friends in high school that died,
yeah,
that I had to go to. So I've been to funerals. I've never seen people give money, and I didn't know this was a thing. And now I'm learning it's totally common.
I'm a little mind blown by this because, I mean... In the Latin culture, in mm-hmm. I feel like most culture, it doesn't even have to be cultural. I always thought people just knew that you gave money. It's a donation to help with expenses.
I had no clue.
In Colombia, we give gifts, bring food, mm-hmm. help them out. Like, you know they're going through
bringing
a tough time,
food,
so you do
something.
What you can.
I get the showing up and bringing food. I've seen that. I didn't know people walk in and hand full checks. Like, and especially if someone is old when they
yeah.
die, I don't understand why you're giving money because that should be handled by that point.
If well, you think.
What I do understand is if someone loses a child
yeah.
or someone young, that
unexpected.
Makes sense to me why you would walk up and give someone a check, because now they have unexpected expenses they didn't see coming, right?
But a funeral is just expensive, period.
It's absurd the numbers people tell me how much. I can't believe it. It actually makes my blood boil how much funerals cost.
They almost charge
as
much as they do for weddings, dog.
It's like buying
it's like,
a car.
It's like dying's a luxury.
It's like buying a car.
Yeah,
it's
nah.
unbelievable.
And you want to send your loved ones off in a beautiful casket.
That's a whole other rant I could go on, the price of funerals. But listen, 414-533-1037. I was today years old when I learned that people give money at funerals.
I'm surprised. No, I knew this my whole life.
Never
I ain't even gonna cap.
Never seen it in my life.
I've carried a few caskets, you know, so.
Yeah, but I had no idea. We'll discuss next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just talking, DZ, about how a friend of mine, unfortunately, lost her father over the holidays, which is like a horrible time to lose a family member or anyone.
Any time's a bad time, but a holiday
it's even worse,
sucks even just
right?
a little bit more.
So she calls me and she says, you know, Allie, I didn't realize all these people were giving us money at the funeral. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't, what? She goes, I had no idea. And I said, I had no idea either. Are we this old now that we're the ones being handed the checks by the people who are coming in? She's like, so many people gave my family checks to help cover the expenses.
Right.
I didn't know this was a thing. You said you always knew this was a thing.
I did. Even when I was a kid,
away.
I'm not going to lie.
How did you know that when you were a kid?
Well, you just see it. I mean, and my family was pretty open about talking about funeral expenses. Anytime mm-hmm. we did go to a funeral, I remember my parents wanting to put a little money away or
yeah.
say, hey, don't forget that we're going to give them X amount, grab
yeah.
an envelope. So I was always a part of that conversation. So
mm-hmm.
I just grew up as it being traditional for us.
Knowing that it
normal.
Was a thing.
Yeah. It was almost weird if we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. CeCe's in Milwaukee. Good morning, CeCe. What'd you want to share today?
Good morning. First off, I want to say I absolutely love this show. You guys are killing me.
Aww.
Thank you, CeCe.
Me and my coworker listen to The Jerk every morning.
Am I the jerk? That's awesome. Thank you, CeCe.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
So growing up on my mom's side of the family, like my grandma's side, all my grandma's sisters live in Indiana, so they would travel up here for funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, like, when my mom passed and probably a couple other family members or something, they would give us cards with money. Like, as kids, like,
yeah.
like a card saying, like, sorry for your loss. But there would be money inside.
Yeah.
There would. So it's traditional for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, we got cash. Even, I think, even recently as an adult, they gave us money.
Yeah.
Now, would that be money just to, like, help for funeral expenses? Or did your family do it to where they even just gave you a little bit of money just as, like, a,
to be nice.
You know, right, you're right. Sorry for your loss, all that.
Me personally.
Oh.
So, like, me and my little sister got a card with cash.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
That's new to me.
Probably did too. It was just like a gift.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I was today years old. Thank you for calling in and sharing today, Cece. Yes, we appreciate thanks. You.
Appreciate uh-huh. you listening too.
Yes.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Kathleen is in Hartford and she doesn't have a theme song, but her husband does. Kathleen.
Wait, can we do this?
Yes. For Mike and Kathleen, they've given the approval.
Word.
I know Destiny and Lala were fighting about it, but Mike and Kathleen have approved.
We're good with Mike.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Kathleen, good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning. Hi, DZ. Nice to finally talk to you.
Good morning, Kathleen. Happy to talk to you, too. What's the word?
So I knew about money because when I was 9, my mom passed away. So my family got, I shouldn't say my family, my dad got a lot, not a lot. I don't even know.
You know, little, you know he got money. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He got money because I was, you know, he had 4 kids. And my brother was leaving like a week and a half later to go to college, you know, to start college. So I didn't know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then when a really good friend of mine, her mom passed a few years ago, like everybody at my work and on our team, we gave their family, like her money.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that's what you do. And I think too, a lot of times it gets a little overlooked because a lot of people start GoFundMes.
Nowadays, true. That's how they do
it. GoFundMes and meal trains, mm-hmm. all that stuff, so you don't even see it sometimes now.
I was naive to this whole thing. I had no idea people give money at funerals.
That's a valid point, though, because you see it on the GoFundMes. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, ooh, great point.
Yeah, very good point.
Yes.
Kathleen,
it's sad all around, but we, you know, you make it work.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing, Kathleen. We'll talk to you later.
No problem, anytime.
Of course.
Good.
Uh-huh. Next up, Pang is in Milwaukee. Pang, you wanted to share some of your experience, huh?
Yes, definitely. So I am Hmong, and in my culture, funeral is big. There's a lot of expenses. I've known people to spend up to $100,000 on funerals.
What?
They go for like a week long, though.
$100,000? Yeah, like that's what your culture days. Does. Wow.
Yeah. If they're shaman, then it's like 3 days from Friday night all the way to Monday. And if you're a Christian, then it's like less than that. But still, like, but we could, there are families that have collected over $50,000 in cash.
Oh my.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
Wow.
It's a huge part of the Hmong community, and it's a way to show support.
Yeah.
And so children to grandparents. Grandparents usually get the most money. Children get less.
Interesting.
But
does that money go to the people, or does it go towards the funeral expenses? If you're having a week-long funeral, where does the money go?
Both.
Definitely go towards the funeral.
Okay.
And then after the funeral expense, then it goes to like the spouse, the living spouse. And then like for example, my mom passed away last year, February. And it's coming quickly a year. So fast.
Yeah.
But, so her funeral expense was $30,000.
Yeah.
But then we have a policy, an insurance policy of $22,000. So took care of most of it.
Right.
And then we collected.
She's giving us all the details.
Sunshine money. Yeah. About $30,000.
Listen. I thought funerals were still like 10 grand, if you want me to be honest. And when my friend's dad died, I learned that they are no longer just 10 grand. I was like, wait, when did funerals get so ridiculous? Like, this is crazy.
10 grand for the casket now.
Woo-wee, it's like buying a car. Unbelievable. Well, thank you for sharing your experience and your culture with us, Pang. We appreciate you. Uh-huh.
Have a good day.
Thank you for having me.
Last but not least, now that she's got the phone number correct, finally, Nikki from Target. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. That's so funny. I literally had people texting me and coming up to me yesterday. I heard you on the radio. You're back. Like, I'm your host. You know?
And you know what, Nikki? Can I just tell you something? I know we're talking about something very dark right now, funerals and funeral people giving money at funerals, but I'm going to write your name on the board because this is technically day two. You're working towards a theme song already, girlfriend. Day two.
Oh, girl. I hope you have one picked up. Let me just say, I'm a Prince fan.
Nope, you pick it. It's all your
fault.
I got you. I got you. Done. Say less. I got three for you whenever you get to that fifth day and you get your theme song, Nikki.
Yay! Okay. So
what's the word, though? What's your funeral story here?
Okay. So my parents both died pretty young. My mother was killed when I was 17, and I had younger siblings that were 9 and 12.
Oh, man.
And, you know, being that young, I had no idea that people gave money. And thank God they did, because even though I had an older sister, she was so despondent. She was literally like, I don't know, ask Nikki. Everything was laid on me. And the funeral home thought, because I was married, that I was of age. So I signed everything. And we didn't have enough because my mother died without insurance and my parents hadn't been together for
decades. This is like a movie.
Wow. So I signed off paperwork. And of course, I didn't have that kind of money. And they came after me and I said, oopsie, sorry, I'm a minor. You can't come after me. Mm-hmm. Me signing those papers wasn't anything.
Wasn't even
really
legal.
Wow.
Because
dude.
My legal guardian was my husband.
Oh,
I sound like I'm, you know,
that sounds wacky, but
everything worked out great as far as being married so young, but if it weren't for people giving money, we don't know how we would have like fed our younger siblings,
Nikki,
and paid rent.
It
for
makes
months.
Sense. It makes sense in my mind. I just didn't realize that people give money at funerals, but it totally makes sense in my mind that people do because of perfectly what you're saying, a situation like yours where they need the money, not just for the funeral, but for living expenses.
Right.
I mean, that's sad.
Just to get through, get back on your feet, stay on your feet.
I have a feeling my whole family, if they're listening to this morning's Brad call, broadcast, they're all going to be like, we're Hmong after this.
They want to change. They want to become Hmong because of the funeral. Oh my goodness.
I think after that, we all are.
Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM. If you missed it, we talked earlier on the show today about your son, DZ, Sammy. 18 months old now. First time sledding yesterday, and oh, was he cute. Not only can, this is something I want to tell our listeners, every day we post the whole show. No commercials, no music. It's all up on the Odyssey app. So if you miss any of the show, you can always go back and listen to our show. Pull up our podcast, Allie and DZ, right on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Also, you can listen live on the Odyssey app to Kiss FM anytime, and you will be entered to win tickets to see Lizzo at the Pfizer Forum every hour that you listen live to Kiss FM.
Not just one entry. Mm-hmm. Every hour you get another entry and another. So if you want 1,000 chances, I mean, it's like 1,000 hours, but you can do that.
Absolutely. But that being said, I just wanted to say, if you have not seen the picture of DZ's baby, Sammy, and DZ, go check it out on social media of them sledding. Is it only on Instagram still?
We shared it on Kiss at 103.7 Kiss FM. It's on the Kiss FM story on Instagram.
I'm talking about Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
This is where people go for pictures, DZ. I told you this earlier.
I thought Instagram was for pictures.
They're both for pictures.
Well, it's on Instagram. It'll be on Facebook in a little bit.
Yeah, listen, you got to go check it out. It's the cutest thing. Yes, I shared it on the Kiss FM Instagram as well. But you can also see the awful outfit that DZ's wearing.
Yeah. Put some respect on my coat.
It'll make you throw up. You have to go check it out. Enjoy the 103.7 Kiss FM. Wow, a big anniversary today of something that, a death that rocked our worlds a few years ago. We are going to talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, it's hard to believe that it's been 3 years. 3 years since Kobe Bryant passed away. Today is the anniversary of his death, DZ.
This one got me a little lost. Yeah. I had forgotten about today.
It got everybody lost.
I had forgotten about today.
I
Not
did
that
too.
You forget about Mamba, but...
No, but
the 26th, man.
This is how the world works, because Kobe died on January 26th.
2020.
In a helicopter crash along with his daughter and other people. Mm-hmm. And it rocked all of us. All of us were in shock. Nobody believed it when the news broke.
Oh, no.
It broke quick, and it was unbelievable. It was real. It had happened. And then losing his daughter. The whole story is just saddening.
Still doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real. But now it's been 3 years. But this just shows you how quickly the world moves on. It's like nobody forgot about Kobe, but you forget about it. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh my gosh, today is the anniversary of Kobe's death.
Something randomly hits and you remember and you're like, oh my.
I guarantee there's plenty of people listening who didn't realize today was the anniversary. That's what I'm saying. The world just keeps moving. But his memory is kept alive in so many ways. Thank God, you know, from his wife and his children. They have a foundation and they do a lot. But today is the 3 year anniversary of Kobe's death. I can't believe it still.
I mean, August 24th, we still celebrate Kobe Day, though. You know, Black Mamba forever.
Yeah.
But today is the actual day. I mean, forever condolences to him and his family.
Yeah. January 26th. And that was right before COVID. That was such a weird time.
It was.
It was a month or two before COVID. The whole thing, the whole Kobe dying and then COVID and then the lockdown, that whole like 6 months was the most bizarre time.
That's how we knew that year was going to suck.
It was going to be whacked out. Amen. You are not kidding about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.